این شورش‌هایی که
The post-election riot in 2009 were orchestrated by certain Western powers. Some opposition groups and traders fell into this trap and made the situation worse. They only made our enemies happy, which was unfortunate.
Day 9th is the day of support for Iran's leadership. On this day, Iranian people demonstrated their wisdom. They distanced themselves from the seditious movement and made history.
Iran is gearing up for the anniversary of Day 9 or December 30, when back in 2009, millions of Iranians took to the streets nationwide to make allegiance to the Islamic Revolution and the leadership, to condemn those who were involved in rioting and made allegations of vote fraud after the presidential race, and to show anger at the looting and blasphemy that took place on Ashura, a day Shia Muslims marked the martyrdom of Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein.
The 9th of day is a day on which people came out to show solidarity with Islam and the leadership. The allegations of vote fraud were just an excuse to destabilize Iran. The rioters didn't care about our election results.
There might be a repeat of similar incidents in the next year's election. Our enemies might try to come up with better plans and they might be better organized and equipped. We must get ready for any possibility.
I'm 100% sure that Iran's enemies are now plotting for next year's presidential election. They've been holding grudge against us since the victory of Islamic Revolution, and they will use any opportunity to destabilize our country.
Without any doubt, it has been, ordered from outside of Iran, from Israel, from US, UK.
Iran's leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said at the time that the protests and the unrest were organized and planned by the outside powers. He said the plot got nowhere because Iran's enemies had no idea about their realities in Iran. It's a position that many Iranians hold today. They also don't rule out the possibility of a repeat of similar events in the wake of next year's presidential election.
We are not gonna let those stuff in the past happen again.
As our leader said, the 2009 riots ensured Iran for good. People now know their friends and their enemies. I don't think there will be a repeat of similar incidents anytime soon.
In 2006, the United States Congress passed the Iran Act, which directed $10 million towards groups opposed to the Iranian government. In 2007, former U.S. President George W. Bush also authorized a $400 million CIA operation to destabilize Iran, a plan that includes a coordinated campaign of propaganda, disinformation, and manipulation of Iran's currency, plus international financial transactions and trade.
Day 9 is viewed as a day of wisdom in Iran, the day of repledging of allegiance to the Islamic Revolution, and of course, the values and the causes it stands for. Ahmad Nadiri, Press TV, Tehran.